Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my friend Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. The Middle East, the headlines are cascading. The attack was a surprise to the state of Israel, which is extremely well-informed, is my experience over the last decades. It was a surprise to the United States, perhaps a 9/11 scale surprise. Right now, there are headlines in the Wall Street Journal suggesting that it was not a surprise to Tehran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, nor to its surrogates, Hezbollah, which means Beirut. And that suggests that we're looking at a situation now that is much larger than we thought, that we could be looking at a situation where Israel is defending itself from other states, not a terrorist gang hiding behind the high-rises in the Gaza Strip. That is, how do you measure this conflict right now?
John, it's very bad. You receive reports from many of my friends talking about cousins and relatives being called up that are in Israel to defend the country. You see an administration that has been very feckless, and the bitter fruit is being borne. The brunt of it is being placed upon the Israeli people. When you wouldn't have to send an aircraft carrier to Israel if you hadn't sent $6 billion to Iran, which is the chief terrorist sponsor in the world and a very close ally of Hamas. And we're going to continue to see reports where Iran was directly involved in this, with the supplying and the arming, and I would argue training and everything else with Hamas. But this is what happens when you have an administration that is adrift, that is under the ideological delusion that Iran is anything but a bad actor, a terrorist state sponsor, and an evil regime. This is what you get. And unfortunately, it's the Israeli people that are feeling the brunt of it. And God help them, and I hope that America has to stand with our ally. We better, because we did nothing to prevent this.
The Iran deal, or the reawakened Iran deal, or that's what that $6 billion is attached to, though we're told that, well, anyway, there's some confusing messages here, but in any event.
Well, I was told by the Obama administration and by their vice president, who's now President Biden, we were told that you could differentiate between the nuclear deal and Iran's state-sponsored terrorism. Remember, they weren't going to link the two. We could be nuanced and have different approaches to the nuclear thing. They're willing to be civilized about that. And we could deal with state sponsorship of terrorism on the other hand. Well, the reality is Iran doesn't think that way. They lie to the infidel, which they believe to be us. And so when you release $6 billion because of the Iran nuclear deal, Iran just starts laughing at you. I can't believe that some of these mullahs haven't fallen over laughing themselves to death at the fecklessness and stupidity of the United States, the Democratic Party's administration in particular. Look, their willful blindness and ideological imbecility to treat Iran as anything other than an evil regime has blown up in the face, unfortunately, not of themselves, but more importantly, of the Israeli people. And that's where we are today. And I want to see Mr. Obama and Mr. Biden and the rest of them apologize to the American people for treating Iran as if they were a civilized nation state, which they are not. They're a terrorist state sponsor. The evil bastards that run them, that regime, need to go. And we should do all the things, short of active kinetic measures at this point, to see that they do. We need them to implode beneath the aspirations of their people. We've had the Green Revolution. We've had instances such as Nader Sultan and others. We've seen movement by the Iranian people trying to depose that regime, and we've either stood mute or supported that regime. That was Mr. Obama. That was Mr. Biden. That was Ms. Jarrett. That was Mr. Sullivan. These are the people who have abetted the very types of actions and attacks and terrorist attacks that Iran exports because of their own ideological blindness and willful blindness at that.
The split screen wars, Ukraine and the Middle East. At this point, it's difficult to to say where we're headed, but there are these doubts now that Ukraine can be sustained indefinitely by NATO, especially that the U.S. is now committing its forces to the Middle East. I'd like to say we could fight two wars at once, but I don't think so. What is your measure, Thaddeus?
Well, John, technically, we're not fighting any wars. It is the Israeli people who are defending themselves against terrorist attacks that are backed by Iran. We are trying to supply them after the fact of the attack at this point, the same with Ukraine. If you think about, there are three major failings of this administration in terms of foreign policy, both foreign and domestic policies. Their feckless policies, the Obama and Biden administrations, caused problems in the Ukraine, emboldened Putin's aggression. And then we've had to send a bunch of weapons to cover your administration. And if you look at Israel, what's happened, you release $6 billion to Iran. You continue to treat Iran as a civilized nation, which they are, which is instead of a terrorist regime, which they are. And ultimately what happens is their allies like Hamas get armed and they get wind up attacking Israel. So you have to send an aircraft carrier to cover your administration. If you look at what they're doing between the seas in Central America and with Latin America, with the weaponized migrations, the refusal to deal with Venezuela is what it is, and Cuba is what it is. And so you then lose Latin America. And you have to pretend that you're going to build a border wall now. Another, again, cover your administration. So three strikes, you're out, Joe. You and Obama, whoever's running the show behind the scenes, goodbye. We're done. You've caused enough chaos in this world and in the United States. And 2024 is a wonderful way to say goodbye.
We're told that the U.S. arsenal has been depleted by shipments to Ukraine. We can presume that Israel, with its alliance with the United States, will need from the U.S. arsenal. We're also told that the industrial base is not now in a position to replenish the arsenal in time. So when they're not just arguing over money, they're arguing over proportion. Do you see the administration able to explain that to the American people? We were told before this war in the Middle East that Mr. Biden was going to address us as to why we're in Ukraine. Do you believe that he'll include this shortage of ammunition?
Well, unlike some, I'm not necessarily enthused by the prospect of Mr. Biden going on TV and lying through his teeth as to why we're in Ukraine and what actually happened to get us there any more than I would be if he lied to me again, as he would by trying to explain what he thinks happened with Israel or why he would come and lie through his teeth about what's actually happening at the border here in the United States. So no, I'm not particularly interested in what he's going to lie to me about today. So if you think about it, John, really what we're facing at this point in time is what so many of us have talked about through the years, and so many people, especially some of the multinational corporations and some of the vulture capitalists, you need an industrial base here in the United States. You need a manufacturing base. You need a productive base, not only for a sound economy, but for the ability to manufacture armaments for our national defense. You cannot outsource to places like communist China. I'm sure they're going to be more than happy to help us rebuild our armaments, aren't they, to deal with Iran, to deal with Ukraine, don't you think? No, maybe not. So that's the problem. And many of us have been warning about this, and all of a sudden, as Malcolm X liked to say, the chickens have come home to roost.
That is McCotter, American greatness, recovering politician. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa. backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.